We're back, 180. My name's Carl Kloss, and I'm your host. Forecast for you, what's going on? A classic counselor term. This is, wives counselors will say this all the time. The issue is never the issue. Don Pearson says the same thing. We're going to be talking with him about iParent, and it's helping kids deal with this incredible technology age and the role reversal and flipping that we've seen in these millennials that are being raised today, and what in the world can we do about it? Right now, it's time for What We Believe and Why with my good friend, George Koch. Oh, man, he's a pastor of a great little church called the Res Church in West Chicago. I love him a lot. He's a great man of God, and today we're going to have some fun. We're working our way through What We Believe and Why. Get a copy at whatwebelieveandwhy.com. It's pithy, it's readable, it's funny. Sometimes he'll like jerk your chain in a funny way. Sometimes he'll tug at your heart. Other times you're going to go, hey, what's going on with that? Today is one of those days when I think we're just going to have a ball. We're going to talk about rule following and transcendent love. Let me bring him in. George Koch, good to have you with me today on 180.
Kyle Klaassen, as always, what a delight.
Oh, it is a delight. Okay, my friend, rule following and transcendent love. One thing I know about my previous hippie-turned-pastor, George Koch, Dr. George Koch, friend, is rule following is not in your repertoire anymore, is it?
Well, no, I've been set free. God has written his law in my heart.
And yet we can fall back into these crazy things, can't we, George?
We do. I think that it's both a place we go to control God. If I do just this in just the right way, then he'll do what I want. And it's also done in sort of a backwards way to get his approval when we already have his love.
Yeah, it's really true. Okay, I want you, our listener, to get this. One of the things that we're constantly dealing with here is what Paul dealt with in the book of Galatians, right, George? Who in the world has bewitched you? That you began in the spirit. Why in the world are you trying to work out in the flesh, for crying out loud? Talk with us, George, about inverted pride. What do you mean?
Well, pride is one of those things that takes on many guises. The obvious one is someone who is just full of himself or herself and puffed up and narcissistic, and it's obvious in the way they treat you and the way they talk that they're filled with pride. But there's an inverted kind of pride, which is like self-deprecation, where who am I to do ministry? I'm not smart enough. I'm not brave enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not educated enough. God could never want to use someone like me. And that kind of putting oneself down, that self-deprecation, when God has called all of us and when God loves all of us and when God made each and every one of us, that's a kind of inverted pride where I am elevating my own idea of myself over God, who God says I am.
Interesting. George, someone listening right now might ask this question. If it's not bombastic, arrogant pride, we know that doesn't work, and this inverted pride is this self-deprecating, oh, not about me, thereby being all about me. What in the world does humility look like, for crying out loud, George Koch?
Well, humility is just loving the person in front of you.
And it's that simple, isn't it? It's
really
caring for their
simple
needs. And that's exactly what we find in 1 Corinthians 13. We find the Apostle Paul, who could wax eloquent on Hebrew law, he boiled it all down to love, didn't he?
He did. Both in 1 Corinthians 13 and in John 17, when Jesus talks about the unity of believers and that the way that people will know that they are his followers is by the way they love each other. That's the one-note samba of Jesus and his Father and the Holy Spirit is love. Over and over again, love God, love neighbor, love even your enemies and pray for them. Love each other so people know that you love me. Treat others the way you want to be treated. There is one note in this samba, and it is, again and again and again, love.
That's so good. My guest, Dr. George Koch, we call it What We Believe and Why because he's written a book on that title, whatwebelieveandwhy.com. Get a copy. All right, we're taking a long route through this book, and every once in a while we hit bunny trails. I got one for you. George, okay. I'm going to pitch you a question that's hard. This is really hard, but our listener right now, they're thinking this. You're thinking this all the time. Why in the world does God call us to love and then applauds us for dealing with apostates and false teachers by booting them in the booty and sometimes out of the church? That's in the book of Revelation. The church is there. And how do you love and discern between loving the flock and people of it that are maybe derailed disciples and dealing with apostates in a very definitive manner?
Well, the first thing to realize is that even with someone who is a false teacher or who is misleading the flock, that our battle is never against them. It is always against powers and principalities. And they may have hold of those people. Those people may be under their sway. But ultimately, God wants that person redeemed as much as he wants you redeemed or me redeemed. And sometimes that takes a hard word in time. Sometimes it takes a strong hand to say to that person, you need to pay attention to what you're doing. Otherwise, you are lost.
Yeah, and George, it's sometimes people look at church discipline and they have glee over it. That's not the right motivation. Even to separate from someone for a time that's really basically giving God the finger. To separate is for the purpose of restoration, not punishment.
Absolutely right. And I will tell you that I have disciplined people in the church. Typically, I did not publicly announce what that discipline was.
Not necessary.
But the person that I was dealing with knew that they were being disciplined. They followed the discipline, and they were restored.
That's awesome. See, that's what's so good. Okay. Dr. George Koch is my guest. We're talking about what we believe and why. And George sometimes has some funny things. The three laws of robotics. What in the world does the three laws of robotics have to do with Christ followers?
Well, this is a wonderful question. This comes from Isaac Asimov, a wonderful science fiction writer, who imagined that if we created robots that were to serve us, we needed to make sure that they wouldn't harm us. And so he created three laws. One, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. Two, a robot must obey orders given to it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law. And three, a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. Wonderful, rigorously logical set of rules that the robots had to follow. And then you might remember the movie I, Robot, came from a story by Asimov. And what happens in that movie and in that story is that the robots realize, because human beings are so darn difficult to deal with, that they're really struggling to follow all of these rules properly, so they reinterpret them. And they reinterpret them to say, human beings can really only be taken care of properly if we rule them. And so the robots ascend to rule the human beings. And the reason that applies to Scripture is the robots took the rule they got and they reinterpreted it in their own light for their own purposes. Adam and Eve, one
yes.
rule given, one rule violated.
Yeah, yeah, this is good stuff. Okay, we're going to put a comma there. When we have George back next week, we're going to talk rule following and transcendent love. There's more to mine here. George, I love you. Thanks for being with me today. This
You're
is
welcome,
good.
You're welcome, Carl. Lord's blessings on you.
Yeah, and to you. What We Believe and Why with Dr. George Koch. Coming up, Don Pearson, The Issue Is Never the Issue, 180.